Well, good afternoon, and welcome once again to the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH. And in the studio is somebody that's no stranger to this microphone, and that would be Diane Watson with the Marion Public Library. Diane?
Yep, I'm here.
It's good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. And here we are in the new year. Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome, isn't it?
We made it through 2020.
Yeah, that's a miracle in itself.
Yeah, it is. It
and
is.
I'm not sure if 2021 is going to be any better, but we can always hope.
You know, the big bright spot that I saw this past weekend in 2021 was the Bernie memes. Boy, didn't they make you laugh? I was like, oh my gosh.
And there was one with Bernie, and he was looking at these memes. He said, I've never been to any of those places.
I know.
That was funny.
I know. You know, kept seeing a couple of them, and you'd sit there and chuckle, and then the next time you look at Facebook, you see all of these other ones, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty creative. That's pretty creative.
It is. And I love those mittens. You know what? Somebody's going to make a bundle off of making those mittens now, I'm sure.
And then the sweatshirt that he has now that he's going to make money off of. That was, you know, it's quirky how things happen.
It is. And speaking of quirkiness, let's talk about the Marion Public Library. Oh, not this quirky.
No, well, we had
the
a
hours
very,
are quirky right
we
now.
We had a very quirky year.
Yes, you did.
That's even a hard word to say. 2021, you know, of course, we were following COVID guidelines and trying to do the best we could, just like everybody else. And we're happy to say that at the end of the year, we were probably open way more than any other library or many other libraries in the state of Ohio. So when I say open, that means that we were available for people to make their reserves in our catalog and pick things up, or most of it we were open for people to walk in and do their selections, which was a really good thing. But we also understand that there are people that don't necessarily want to come in, but they still want to access their library. And that's when curbside pickup was pretty prevalent. We still have people that are taking advantage of it, and that's okay. That is totally okay. You can call and say, hey, I want this book, or I want a book like this book. And we will give you suggestions and put it on reserve and let you know when it's available for curbside pickup.
Well, don't you think even after COVID that might be a continued service?
Oh, yes, definitely.
I like that, especially for some of the folks that
maybe,
you know, can't walk really well, you know, things like that.
It's sort of an extension of our homebound delivery, because we did have that program, and then, of course, we stopped it during COVID. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're still supplying books and stuff to senior facilities, but not that personal homebound delivery where we had somebody go to their place, and then you know, every 3 weeks it would be a cycle. We'll get back to that, I'm sure, but right now it's the curbside, where we will continue that in the years.
And when people return the books, there's even a procedure there to help stop the spread of COVID.
Right. We are not letting people bring the books back into the library. We want them to drop them in the book drop on the outside, because we have a number of tubs that are in the book drop room. And each tub is labeled by what day it was receiving books, and then we let it set for 4 days before we even touch it.
Okay, good policy.
Because, of course, you know, there's a lot of books changing hands and things, and that's just a way to cut down on the spread, I guess. So the books will be quarantined for 4, sometimes 5. It depends, you know, if there's a weekend or whatever in there. And then they get processed and put back into the system, and people get to check them out again. So, but yes, you have to drop them in the drop box outside, because bringing them in and doing that just adds to the confusion and everything.
Now, if somebody does want to call and place an order for let's say, the Huckleberry Finn.
Yes.
Pulled out of the air there. It would be best if they call not from the parking lot, but maybe call from home and give you some time to get...
Well, that would be ideal, but okay. If they feel like, oh, I'm going to go to the library, and then they feel like they don't want to come in, they can call from the parking lot if they want. It just depends if the book is available. If it's not, then, you know, you're going to have to put it on reserve.
Right.
And wait for it to come in, and you don't want to wait in the parking lot all the time. But otherwise, yes, it's ideally you should be able to do it from your phone at home, mm-hmm. or even if you have a library card, you can go into the catalog and search and see if it's available. It'll come up if it's in our collection, but then it'll say whether it's available or not, or if you have to put a reserve on it.
Right.
That is probably the ideal way to do it, but some people don't feel comfortable doing that, and that's okay. So you can call and say, look at you, you have your library card. That's an old one. We do have new ones, newer ones.
Which brings up a good question. If somebody does need to renew their card, how do they go about doing it? Because you can't come in and do that now.
Well, you can. Yes, you can.
Oh, you can?
Yep, you can come in and renew it. We are open. Mike, we're open. We're open.
Okay.
Mike, we are open for people to come in. Now, we've changed some things that processes. We don't pick up your books and scan them or anything. We have a big table out in front of the front desk that, and then it has a scanner on. So what we'll do is we'll have you scan your card, and then it'll come up on our screens. And if your card needs updated, it'll tell us that.
Mm-hmm.
And people will go through that process, you know, because every so often, I want to say it's 3 or 4 years, maybe even 2 years, I'm not on that end as much, so I don't know. And it'll come up and want to make sure that your information's correct, whether your street address, you haven't moved, your phone number. And then we also make sure that we have a picture of you in there so that when you scan that card, we know that it's you and it's
sure.
not somebody else using your card. So that's a safe safety measure in
place. Somebody can't use my card, come in and get a book, and then not return it for 10 years.
Exactly.
Accumulating
you'll get the bill then.
Fine, yes.
You'll get the bill. I think you'll start noticing that after so long. But anyway, yes, you can come in, you'll scan your card, and the books that you've picked off of the shelf, you will scan those, and then they'll just go through the process. The little slip of paper, if you want it, will run out, and you can keep that. And then, so it's cutting down on the touch element of
sure.
COVID and what we've used to do. So there are a lot of things, I think, through COVID that we're doing better now. So that is one of those things that, you know, we'll still see if it's there as we go along. Probably will be. No reason to change it if it's working.
I was just kind of wondering about this. Does the health department come in and check to make sure that you're staying within their guidelines?
I have not noticed anybody, but that doesn't mean they don't come
okay.
in. I'm upstairs all the time, so I don't know if they go around, because we have hand sanitation stations. We wipe down the stair rails and, you know, the tables if somebody sits at a computer, and then the computer has a special film on it that,
okay.
yeah, that we wipe off. And so we are taking all the measures. We do require mask as you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is a mask that is over your nose and your mouth.
Sure.
If you walk in and you say you're not going to wear a mask, we are going to ask you to leave.
Okay.
Because for the safety of our patrons and for the safety of the staff. And we will tell you that we love you being a patron, but it is better for you to do the online reservation and the curbside pickup at that point, because you can stand outside and get your curbside pickup without putting a mask on.
Sure.
And that makes it safe for everybody. So we won't let you get too far past the little desk in the right in front of the door that has mask on, and we'll say, pick up a mask, please. And, mm-hmm. And if you say no, then we'll ask you to go back to the parking lot.
Now, are you a bouncer there?
I am not. But I don't know of any place that you are going into now that doesn't require you to wear a mask, whether right. it's a grocery store, whether it is, you know, a doctor's office, whether it is, you know, just to stop somewhere and pick something up or drop something off. You have to wear a mask no matter where you go. So the same applies for the Marion Public Library.
A year and a half ago, we wouldn't have even been having this discussion.
Right. We wouldn't have known where to purchase a mask.
Exactly.
Now we got boxes of them.
Yes.
So you talked about updating your card. I think starting out in 2021 is a great year to get a card if you don't have one. So you can go on our website, marionlibrary.org. And there is a little tab that says get a card. And if you click on that, it'll come up. It'll talk about the different cards that we have, because we have the My First Library card as well mm-hmm. for little kids. Mm-hmm. And then we have the regular card. There will be an application that you will be able to download and fill out. And then you can bring it into the library. This just sort of cuts down on some of the time that it might take you to get all the information on the application, because we'll ask you to fill that out in the library as well. But this just gives you the, and then they'll ask you to, for an ID as well. So it gives you all the guidelines, and you'll know all of that before you go in. And then bring it in, and we'll get you a card, and you can start checking things out. Now, there are limitations for the first 30, 90 days. On both the My First Library card and the new library card. But the great thing about the My First Library card for the little ones is that it is for 0 to 5, and there are no fines on it for anything that's checked out in the kids' area.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get a little drink here.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Yep. But it's a great way for little kids to, when they have the My First Library card, to come in and pick out their own books and scan their card, go through the process of saying, oh, these are my books I'm taking home and I'm going
sure.
to read.
Mm-hmm.
That habit forms a foundation for literacy that we want to reiterate on a regular basis. So we love that when people come in and want to get a new card or get a card. I've often been down there when My First Library card kids are coming in, and we give them a bag as well that they can use as a book bag for taking home their books and stuff.
Okay.
So it is really cute. So I have a couple of other, like, New Year's resolutions that you need to do. After you get your card, and I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I'll say that I did this last year. I sort of made a goal for how many books that I want to read in a year. And for me, it wasn't really a goal. It was, let's see how many I can read.
Okay.
So
kind of challenged yourself.
Right. I'm like, my husband was like going gangbusters. He was crazy over, I want to say he did 60 some, which is
wow.
a lot.
Yeah.
But he was like once a week or twice a week, he was saying, oh, I got that one done, got that one done. And I was more in the 20, I think I got like 28, 30 range. So that's not bad. That's, you know,
not
if you think about there's 52 weeks in a year. I'm a little busier than he is, let's say, but
okay.
Don't tell him that.
Hopefully he's not listening.
No. So what I would challenge you to do is sort of make a list of some of those books that you want to read. I think there's a lot of people that have like long list of mm-hmm. these are the books I want. But make it a goal that you put a number of those on your list, and then you choose from fiction and nonfiction and, you know, maybe self-help.
I like one. Biographies of famous
biography,
people.
Yes, that's history. I love historical fiction. I read one, and I just saw the movie on this, too. The Radium Girls, which was the girls who painted the radium the dials, the glow-in-the-dark dials. I read the Radium Girls book, which is, it's not fiction, but it is, you know, it's a nonfiction book about those girls. And it was their life, and they're going through the trials and things that they did to be able to, you know, make it so other people aren't being abused.
Right.
In the workplace, and that's what they were. So that was one of the great books. And then I just saw the movie on it on Netflix, or was it Amazon Prime? But anyway, I thought the relationship of seeing what is in the movie and reading the book, I just love that, because it's taking bits of history and then, you know, seeing it in action. I loved it. Anyway, that got me off of on a tangent.
No, that's okay. Anyway, now you have my interest in that book.
You were talking about reading biographies. That's your nonfiction stuff. You know, even if it's a cookbook, pull out a cookbook out of the library. We have all sorts of cookbooks at the library. Come in and take it out. Maybe Easter coming up and you want to cook something, or, you know, if you're into cakes.
Okay,
or
I got an air fryer for Christmas. Do you have an air fryer cookbook?
Yes, yes.
That's what I need.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, I think I picked one up at the book sale. That's another thing I need to talk about.
Yes.
But anyway, I'll say that come up with your goal for the year of reading books, and then come to the library. And then I'll go on to the book sale. We do have an ongoing book sale going on. If you remember back in April of 2020, we did not have our Bookmarks book sale. What that created was a lot of people still giving us books that we weren't able to deplete by having a sale. So we got to the point where we had two pods out in the parking lot that we were filling up consistently with donations from the Marin community. We love the donations, and we want people to still continue to make the donations of books. But we were getting to the point where, okay, are we going to get a third pod or what? So we started doing some, let's say, researching larger places that maybe we could have a sale and have social distancing and we're like, this just isn't going to work. And then we thought, well, we have a place here. We aren't having meetings. We aren't having gatherings. We aren't having our programs. Why don't we take the spaces that we've always done the book sale in and just do a longer sale?
Okay.
That way it sort of spreads it out over time. Gives people, you know, oh, I know it's going to be there for a month or two. I'm not going to go right now. I could go when I have the convenient time.
Right.
So it seems to be working out real well. I was just telling somebody that it was the best of all worlds. You know, the space was available, the books were there. We had the staff that really was helping out a lot, so it's working out really well. The sale will go on at least through March, and it just depends on how the next couple of months go. We may extend it, we may not. So I think if the community is feeling that, you know, things are going to start to get back to normal, we'll probably start, you know, waning it and getting rid of the sale. But as things continue the way that they are right now, we may extend it. But anyway, the book sale runs the same hours as the library.
That was my next question, yes.
Except it closes 1/2 hour before the library closes.
Okay.
So our library hours are Monday and Thursday, 10 to 6, Tuesday and Wednesday, 11 to 7, mm-hmm. Saturday, 10 to 1, and we are closed Friday and closed Sunday.
Okay. It might be a good idea to give those times again a little bit later.
Sure. Remind me.
Now the bookmarks actually run the sale, right?
And well,
I want to explain who they are.
In this case, the bookmarks are not. It's being run by the library because the bookmarks are a volunteer group, and, that's a lot of hours.
Yeah.
So... it is coming to the library, but the bookmarks are friends of the Marion Public Library bookmarks, which is who normally does the book sale, and they are the ones that raise funds for the library. So the money's either coming to the bookmarks or it's coming to the library, but it all ends up at the library. Mm-hmm. So this worked out fine. And we think that, maybe next year it will be back in their hands, and it'll probably be more of a condensed version only because of the space and the programs and stuff that we'll be doing. But they are the friends group that does the Speaking Volumes, which is our fundraiser where we bring in a major author, and they were supposed to have Craig Johnson this year, who writes the Longmire series, and that was supposed to be in the end of October, and we couldn't have him, so we have already rebooked him for this coming October, which will be October 29th. It's a Friday night at the Marion Public Library. So there'll be more information about that coming. But he is on our schedule. We are hoping that everything is, let's say, close to normal. I don't know that it'll be back to normal, but close to normal, that we can have some kind of a gathering and have a major author in the Marion Public Library again. Mm-hmm. A great thing. We love the hours and the volunteer stuff that the bookmarks do, but for this particular sale, the hours were just way too many for them to take on.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. We're dying here.
I know it is. I was like, I got a couple of things that we probably ought to talk about. I know that a lot of people have heard about the Imagination Library, and in the beginning of, or in April, here we go again, when it all started going south, mm-hmm. The Marion Public Library was in the process of announcing that you could sign up for the Imagination Library, the Ohio Governor's Imagination Library, at the Marion Public Library. Or through the Marion Public Library. And if you aren't familiar with it, the Imagination Library, meaning the Ohio Governor's Imagination Library, is a way for kids 0 to 5 to get a book a month mailed to them to their homes. And it's mailed to them through the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. So it's a great thing that Governor DeWine and his wife Fran have made it their goal that every county in the state of Ohio has a partner that is pushing this cause. At the end of 2020, they were proud to say that every county in the state of Ohio has a partner, and Marion Public Library is your partner for Marion County. So if you go to our website, marionlibrary.org, and you go to Imagination Library or search Imagination Library, you can come up with the page where you can get a child age 0 through 5 registered to get that program. And the program does send a book a month to the child in their mailbox. It comes in clear cellophane mm-hmm. so they can see the book. It's not like there's a box or anything. And I just love the thought of a kid getting that in their mailbox and then being able to say, this is mine, this is mine.
That has to be exciting for those little ones. Yes.
So Marion Public Library is your partner locally for doing that. And it costs nothing. I don't want to say free because there's always a somebody paying for it somewhere.
Right, exactly.
And that's where we have to find community partners to help make that happen.
Oh,
so
okay.
Marion Public Library has worked with a number of different groups and organizations. We've talked to the Rotary. We've talked to Kiwanis. We actually have a church in town that is giving to this program monthly because that was their outreach that they wanted to do. So if you go to that same page and you scroll down, you'll be able to see like Dr. Mahdi is one of them that mm-hmm. has given, and the opportunity to give to the cause is also a link on that page. It only cost $25 a year.
Oh, wow.
To sponsor a child that will get 12 books once a month.
Okay.
I mean, you'll get 12 books once a month, yes. And then only $125 to sponsor a child that would start at age zero and go through age five. It actually doesn't go through age five. Once they turn age five, the last book they get is Ready for Kindergarten.
Okay.
The first book they get is The Little Engine That Could. And then, of course,
that's one of my favorite stories, by the way.
Well, and that's why. You can.
Yes.
So then you get age-appropriate books all the way through, and it keeps track of how old you are. And the only thing that a parent really needs to do is if you move or whatever, you have to go in and you have to make sure that they know where you're moving because, unfortunately, there are books that are left at the post office.
Yes.
And that's still being bought, quote unquote, bought by those sponsors.
Right.
Now, the greatest thing about this is the reason that the DeWines are doing this is because in the millennial budget, they have put in that the state of Ohio will pay for half of it. And that's where those partners in the community come up with. The partners in the community have to come up with the other half.
Okay.
So it's a great opportunity for us to get a great program in the community at a lesser cost than what it would have been if we started it on our own.
So if somebody wants to be a sponsor, contact the library, I presume?
Yes, yes. The library, actually, I had a lady come in today, and I got a call up from the front desk, and they said, Diane, so what does somebody do if they want to give to the Imagination Library? Mm-hmm. Now, we do have a special fund, and the special fund is at the Marion Community Foundation.
Okay.
So you can do it one of two ways. You can come into the library and drop off your check or cash, or, you know, we'll take it all. And we will get it to the Marion Community Foundation. But if you write a check, we want you to write it to Marion Community Foundation. Mm-hmm. And then in the notes, you put Marion Imagination Library. There is a link on the Marion Community Foundation website that will take you directly to the opportunity to pay for that. You know, credit card type thing.
Okay.
And then, of course, there's a link on our website under our Imagination Library tab that will do the same. It'll take you to that link.
Okay. So, and if somebody comes in and wants to use a credit card at the library, do they have the capability there?
We'll do it, yes.
Okay.
We can do it.
I figured you could, but I thought I'd ask.
We'll find a way. Yes. So it's really a great thing for our community and for all of Ohio, quite frankly. We, as the library, looked into it a few years ago, And it just seemed astronomically something that we just couldn't handle because of cost. But I think what we were doing at that point was we were looking at if 100% of the children in Marion County, the available children, or of age children in Marion County were getting it. It was like three. Right now they anticipate there's about 3,800 kids that are available to get that. But the realistic look at it, reality is that you only get between 30 and 40, maybe 50%. They are shooting for at least 35% of all of those kids being able to participate in the program. Right now, Marion County, we have, I think the last time we looked, we have 31% of those available kids, which isn't bad for just, we're not even a year old yet. Mm-hmm. And we're shooting more to the 50% range. How do we get to all of those people? How do we get parents to sign their kids up? Because really, you think about it, when you get a book in your mailbox, what are you going to do? What's that child going to do? They're going to ask the parent, read to me. So isn't that what we want? Yes. Yeah. So the more kids we can get books in their mailbox, the better off. You know, our literacy rate is going to be the foundation of reading, making a child a better reader all the way through school. Mm-hmm. All the way through school. It just
well, and listening to you so far, it seems like Marion Public Library is doing everything they can to reach these younger folks. I think it's wonderful.
We're doing the Let's Read 22. That's another hand-in-hand partner type thing that we do. We facilitate all of the marketing of Let's Read 20. And as part of one of the marketing programs, campaigns that the Let's Read 20 does is the Book in a Bib program, which is a gift bag that is given to new parents who have just had a baby at Marion General Hospital.
Okay.
Ohio Health Marion General Hospital. Mm-hmm. It's a bib that says, read to me. It's a book that is a board book. It is Let's Read 20 literature. It actually has an Imagination Library application in there. Mm-hmm. Has a My First Library Card application in there. And then it's got tips for parents, why should you read? Here's the facts and figures on why you should read. So we're starting out at birth. We're hitting them over the head with, here's some free stuff, and while you're at it, read some of this other stuff and read to your child.
Yes. You got to start early, and you know what? Those kids are going to grow up appreciating that. And it helps to bond the parent with their child as well. That's important as well.
Yep, it is. We do appreciate the last couple of years that we've done this. Ohio Health has come through and paid for that part of the program.
Oh, wow, good.
Yep.
Good.
To buy the books, they supply the bags that we put them in, to buy the bibs. And then, of course, we put together the whole little marketing kit for it. But Ohio Health has done it for the last couple of years for us. And we truly appreciate it. We have all of the elements at the library and then put together the bags. And then I have the labor and delivery nurses will call me about every 3 to 4 weeks and mm-hmm. say, hey, we need some more. So we send them another
That's
50.
Great.
And it works out really, really well.
Because the thinking with some people is, well, my kids don't need to read or get into books until they're in school.
Exactly. Exactly. But really, your fundamentals and your foundation is built way before they get to school.
Reading is fundamental.
Yes. There you go. There you go.
That's reaching back a few years.
Yep. So I did want to cover, too, that, you know, with your library card, there are a lot of things that you can access. We have a couple of databases. Actually, we have a whole lot of databases that are on our website, marionlibrary.org. Mm-hmm. There's databases underneath the tab that says information, research databases. You can find academic search primers, African American Heritage, American, I'm just going to start reading down this list. That's American fine. And English Literature Collection, Ancestry Library Edition. Most people don't know that they can do that. Ancestry.com. Mm-hmm. You come to the library and you access it through the library while you're at the library, and you can get into Ancestry.com farther than what you would if you were at home.
I'll have to try that.
Yep.
Another reason to renew my card.
There you go. Business Source Primer, Career One Stop, Chilton Library is one that a lot of people use, and it covers auto repair and diagrams and photographs and automotive information. Chronicling America is newspapers. Computer and Skills Training, Goodwill Community and the Community. Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, if you want to look up, focuses on helping consumers with financial matters. Consumer Health Complete, so you got a healthy health research database. Consumer Report. You can research a lot of things on Consumer Reports.
Well, sure.
Data Axel, it used to be Reference USA. Data Axel is one that I've even gone in for looking for addresses and stuff. If you're looking for addresses for people in Marion, or you're looking for, let's say, families that are in the income level of such and such, mm-hmm. or people that live on this street. It's really a good business. A lot of businesses like to go in and access that. EBSCOhost, which is even under that database, there's a lot more databases. It's really amazing. Explora for Kids, so if you're looking for, students, there's a lot of parents that are at home helping their kids, mm-hmm. and they don't have encyclopedias or anything like that. This is another resource that you can help your children doing research, wide range of research. And then Explora for Public Libraries, that gives you other databases. Fold 3 is another genealogy tool that helps, and then genealogy resources page. So if you're into genealogy, your library should be your first place to go, whether it is online or whether it is like our local history room where you can do a lot of genealogy questing. Heritage Quest is another genealogy one. Hobbies and Crafts Reference Center is a how-to instruction. You go in there, you look for a craft or a hobby, and it gives you all sorts of interesting magazines and databases to search from there. Home Improvement. Who hasn't done Home Improvement in these last couple of months? Home Improvement Reference Center. Learning Express is like practicing taking tests and for job seekers, and then GED things.
Okay.
Literary Reference Center. Lynda.com is another one that is a tutorials where you can learn skills such as Word and doing some HR, if you're wanting to become an HR manager, or if you want to get into business. This walks you through some of those things that you need to know, that maybe you are updating some of your skills. If you're looking for a Marion City Code, we have the Marion City Resource provides a link. Master File Premier is popular magazines and articles. Medline Plus is a National Institute on Health and the National Library of Medicine. Everybody's looking, how many pills are you taking? Do you really want to look at what the cause and effect of those are?
Yeah.
Merck manuals, newspaper SOARS, Ohio BMV practice test, if you got a kid that is taking.
Yep. Yeah.
Ohio Business Gateway, which is helping businesses, state of Ohio, help streamline the relationship between businesses and local and state government. Ohio Revised Code. Now that's some heavy reading, but it gives you access to that. Ohio Web Library, always a good one. Ohio Means Jobs, Old Maps Online. Now, wouldn't that be a rabbit hole to go down? Old Maps
that
Online.
That could be fun, yes.
Yes. Oxford Research Encyclopedias. So you've got all of this stuff that you, and I've got another page or two, like Small Business Administration, Transparent Language. A transparent language is a platform that aims to make language learning easy. So if you wanted to learn another language, this is a good place to go. Regional Business News. And, you know, World Book Kids, World Books Online. So, like I said, if you're a parent at home and you're trying to figure out how can I help my child, if you're somebody doing a hobby or whatever, I think the best place you should look is on the Marion Public Library website, marionlibrary.org. I think you would be amazed. You'd probably go down, like I said earlier, a rabbit hole just trying to say, oh, shoot, I wasn't going there, or I should have gone here.
Yeah, you can spend quite a bit of time there, but you have quite a resource there.
Yes.
Diane.
Yep. So sort of as we're closing today, you know, the library is here for you. And we want to, I want to point out one page that I'm hoping that you go to. As we are here for the community, but we also need your support on an ongoing basis. Mm-hmm. So marionlibrary.org/give sort of gives you a rundown of those things that I've talked about today. The Imagination Library, it talks about Let's Read 20, how you can give to these causes. If you're bookmarks, if you want to be a bookmarks member. Another way to give is giving directly to the Marion Public Library in honor or memory of a family or friend that has passed. We, on a regular basis, you know, we get $20, $10, whatever, mm-hmm. in the memory of somebody. And that goes to the bottom line of the library budget. So every little bit helps. And you feel like you're doing a great thing, too, when you're able to give in somebody's name. And then, of course, if that's the case, we usually put a little plate on the inside of a book that is, you know, maybe like my mom, when my mom passed, mm-hmm. there was a book that was bought about quilts because she was a big quilter. And then it was the plate was put on the inside saying in memory of. That can be done. So I would say go to the page marionlibrary.org/give. And you can come up with lots of things that are you're able to give. I'll go back and say our hours because you wanted me to remember to do that.
And I know where the library is, and most people do, but you might want to give the address.
Yep, 445 East Church mm-hmm. Street. You know, I type it in a lot, but I'm like, yeah, what is that? 445 East Church Street, and our hours are Monday and Wednesday, 10 to 6. Monday and Thursday, 10 to 6. Tuesday and Wednesday, 11 to 7. Saturday, 10 to 1. And we are closed on Friday and Sunday. And, you know, we're still not out of the COVID situation. So I would say as we come out, we'll probably make announcements as to, you know, what's going to happen with our hours because we had to change them because of, you know, the staffing and the branches are not open right now because of that. So things will change. So just keep keep abreast of what's going on. And give us a call if you have any questions. Our phone number is 740-387-0992, and you can call that same number to get the front desk and talk to somebody about reserving books or having curbside as okay. well.
And Diane Watson, thank you for being with us today to represent the Marion Public Library. We'll have you back again soon. And hopefully this will be after COVID.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we'll thanks again, Diane, and be listening again next Monday to The Mike Wilson Show on Monday at 5:15. Goodbye.